guys. Welcome back to the No Rules Podcast. I'm your host, Bailey.
Tyler.
What are you, Tyler?
Oh, the host.
Yeah, you're one of them. today is going to be an interesting podcast. One of our friends, it was actually his idea, Brandon's idea.
Hi, guys.
Big old Brandon the Gardener. What is up?
First podcast.
It's his first podcast, everybody. So we're going to talk about conspiracies. I've been drinking. Some other guys have been doing some other things, but most importantly, I got a Truly on deck. So not only do we have Brandon on, but we also have George Behringer.
Hello, hello. I go by Jorge around here.
He goes by Jorge. So what not a better way to start the second episode with some fixed fucking audio?
Yeah. Sorry about that, guys. I had a lot of people messaging me. Actually, a lot of people messaged me about that.
Can I get a shot, Shorty?
Yeah.
It was my bad. What happened was we didn't get this mixer. We needed it, and
So what it is it's a line for multiple mics and audio control with inside the mixer.
Thank you.
Damn, we got fuckers drinking around here. Holy shit. Okay, so like I said, the second episode is going to be about conspiracies. It's going to be a bunch of conspiracies. So I need everyone to talk into their mics because it's kind of like hit or miss.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Yeah,
pretty much.
Okay, so what was the first topic there, Tyler?
First topic is Air 51. I'm just going to start in the middle of the page.
In the middle of the page?
Yeah.
Area 51, I mean, what is there not to say?
Aliens, bro.
Aliens. Well, duh.
Bro. Honestly, I don't even think there's aliens there.
You don't?
Nah.
What do you think it is?
I just think it's a bunch of bullshit. I mean, I'm going to be real. A bunch of bullshit.
It's proven there's actually aliens there, though.
But I think it's bullshit. But I really do think that there is really cool like planes and shit up there.
So you think we're working on technology that's...
Oh, yeah.
That's
like,
been proven also.
We have technology. You know...
You've seen the pictures.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I think we're all going to be destroyed by our own shit that we make.
World War III?
Yeah.
You think we're going to kill ourselves?
Yeah, I do.
I want to drift off for a second, though. Did we steal weapons from the Nazis? Maybe they had some.
Dude, the Nazis were on some next level shit.
They were on some next level shit. We stole some of it.
Yeah, we did.
Low key, yeah. They was on some next level shit. Like,
What do you think they were doing?
It all goes up to Nikola Tesla, don't it?
No.
No, I'm stupid.
My bad.
No, definitely not.
Because they had all these documents of some really high tech shit from back then.
Nikola Tesla, yeah, for sure.
That's why I was kind of going by that.
Oh yeah, Nikola Tesla's for sure. He's not from Mars. He's from Venus.
It's on the internet. It's on the internet.
Like, I don't know, dude. There's a bunch of shit going on.
The files and everything.
It's true.
Yeah.
So we're gonna take a vote. Aliens at Area 51.
Negative.
Yes.
Negative, Chief.
So Brandon says yes. Tyler says no.
Negative, Chief.
What do you say?
You go first. I don't know.
No. What do you think,
dude?
Like, what do you really think about it? Like,
let me level with you. Since the government just now recognized that Area 51 is real, mm-hmm. and that it exists,
why don't we just try to get a hold of Bob Lazar?
Okay. Bob Lazar, the...
But are they real?
I feel like the government's just releasing them to try to get people's mind off the civil unrest.
Really?
Not the civil unrest.
You don't think so?
That ain't gonna happen.
I honestly really... I agree with that, not gonna lie.
I don't know. I'd say if they were gonna keep aliens, it'd probably be at Area 51, probably.
Yeah, or Antarctica.
Dude, that's a whole...
To be honest, it's a negative for me.
Negative?
Negative.
See? All right, next topic.
Let's see here. Let's do Hitler, actually, because...
Jesus Christ.
Let's do Hitler, because...
Oh, shit, they're good.
Yeah, let's do Hitler. I want to do Hitler.
What about him?
That he was a crazy maniac.
Yeah, I loved his mustache, his like little stache right there. I loved it.
Jesus. Jesus. Dude, this guy. Whoa.
No, like, what about Hitler? What about him? Do you even know what we're talking about?
Yeah.
Is he alive or dead? Question mark.
I think he's dead. For he's sure
definitely
dead.
Definitely. For sure dead.
For sure dead. There's no way he's alive.
But where did he die?
Where did he die? In the ocean.
That's honestly, I think that they moved him there. Then he just died there.
So why are all the Nazi scientists moving to Argentina and Chile, but why wouldn't Hitler go?
Maybe he has family there. Maybe. I don't know.
There's whole German colonies in South America. Like whole German-speaking towns with white people.
Because they're planning for the next attack.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Unless they're up there just working with aliens.
In Argentina.
Yeah.
Not everything's about aliens.
Nah, I'm stupid. I'm sorry.
Oh, wow. We got a hooker calling the George.
Oh.
Okay, so yeah, Hitler, he probably died in Argentina as an old man. No doubt.
Or he died from all the drugs because you know why he was like so. I watched like a video, and the reason why he was is because they were just injecting him with cocaine nonstop.
It was not cocaine. It was straight speed. Like amphetamines.
Yeah, pretty much. Isn't that what coke is?
No.
Oh.
Cocaine, no.
Well, I misheard him or something.
All right, whatever. Hitler.
Yeah, it's just.
Fuck that guy anyways.
Yeah, that guy's a piece of shit.
Fuck that guy.
What's the next one? What do you guys think? Bigfoot real or not? Bigfoot's fake.
Bigfoot, honestly, I think he used to be real.
Yeah, Bigfoot's fake.
I think he used to be real.
Who was that?
Bigfoot used to be real, I think.
Yeah. I'd say he was real at one point, but
because, like, I don't know,
like, what kind of species is Bigfoot? What would you?
He's an ape, isn't he?
You think so? Like,
they're a
walking ape.
There's this ape. Joe Rogan was talking about it.
They're something pithecus.
Yeah, they're fucking like 6 feet tall.
They're taller than that.
They're fucking huge.
They actually have.
They're called. Back in the day?
Yeah, they did.
They still do.
They existed with modern day humans.
They nest on the ground like gorillas and shit. They walk on two legs.
Gigantopithecus. That's the name.
Why are they in the United States then?
Like, they're not. They're in the Amazon, aren't they?
I don't know.
Bigfoot sightings in U.S.
I mean, it could be that, but it's they're the things they call them the lion killers. They killed lions. There's a video on YouTube of one eating a leopard.
You're talking about the giant chimp.
Yeah, that's what that is, isn't it?
No. You don't even know what you're talking.
I don't think Bigfoot's a chimp.
Dude, no.
I'm sorry. I'm a little tipsy.
100% Bigfoot's fake.
I'm a little tipsy. Like a humanoid. I'm sorry.
100% fake. It's just.
You think so?
It's made up. Especially the one video that went very viral.
I'm so
definitely fake. For sure. That's fake.
Dude, I don't know. Dude, fuck Bigfoot, first off.
Hold up. Travis says.
Well, question. Yeah. All right, so you're sitting in a deer stand.
Yeah.
You see a Bigfoot, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm going to shoot it.
I'm going to shoot it.
I'm going to shoot that motherfucker
right in the head. I'm going to take.
I bet you get a lot of money for that something.
Probably.
Hey, let's go Bigfoot hunt.
Let's go Bigfoot hunting.
Let's go Bigfoot hunt.
That way we can stand in the woods and look like idiots.
We'll just mount it and not sell it.
Fuck that. Yeah, I'm trying to make some money.
Fucking woods for years.
Sell it for fucking to Cabela's.
Fuck Cabela's.
What?
I'm just kidding.
That's what I'll say, bro. Cabela's don't sponsor him. Sponsor me.
Fuck. All right, Bigfoot, definitely fake, 100%. Modern day Bigfoot sightings, fake.
Yeah, 100% fake. But maybe 100%. Back in the day, maybe.
Yeah.
Oh, do you guys think rakes are real?
So we're down the mythical creature rabbit hole? Is that where we're at? Do you think? Do I think what?
That the government is still doing mind control on us?
Dude, MK Ultra.
What do you think?
Oh, I was reading about that the other day.
MK Ultra.
Oh my gosh, that shit is fucked.
They would drug you with LSD without you even knowing.
Yeah. And then like the clinic that was,
some people died and like documented and everything.
They're like, here's some acid. We're gonna fry your brain and you're gonna die.
Hell,
this included like sexual torture. There was like
a bunch of stuff.
There was
a bunch of stuff.
I was actually
sex deprivation or some shit like
that. I was reading something about something like that, but it was like with animals, and they were seeing how much psychedelics they can use to kill an elephant.
MK Ultra started because they heard that the Soviet Union had something like that. They were trying to create like some super soldier type shit.
Yeah.
That's fucking. That's.
Yeah,
they were drugging American citizens with LSD and not even telling them.
And no one gave a shit.
Because no one knew about it.
That's fucked.
Yeah. Midnight Climax.
You guys are hearing about this shit right now.
Dude, you have no idea.
I know.
Our government's so much more capable of anything now.
For sure. 100%.
What do you think this whole COVID thing is?
You know how many people have been killed by the government?
About the COVID thing, don't even get me started on the COVID.
Yeah, it's
all it is the flu.
It's definitely.
Honestly, I'm not gonna lie though. I did get really sick before it did started.
Yeah, I got super sick.
Well, I got super sick, but I don't think it was COVID. I don't.
I don't know what it was. I can't
think
remember.
It was just the flu.
Me and Gary got pretty sick.
Because I got sick.
I got sick about 2 weeks before you guys got sick.
See. Oh, I haven't either. Not yet.
At all.
I haven't been sick once.
At all.
And I haven't changed any of my like hand washing habits or nothing.
No. Me either. I'm still the same.
I guess I'm nervous all the time sometimes, and I bite my fingers, and I bite my fingers every day, and I don't got it. And I count money. So
100%.
Yeah. Fuck my job.
Hey, I see somebody's rip.
His.
What is it?
What is it?
Oh, my Knicks dick.
Yep. Nah. Okay, yeah, but I do want to say one thing about COVID. Is that the fucking bullshit that they're trying to press on us right now about how it's going to kill you?
Yeah. Did you see that thing what Jim Justice said?
What? It is 100% all about politics.
Hey, look up that.
It always comes down.
Dude,
look up what Jim Justice said. He said, if you don't get the vaccine, I'm not going to say it correctly.
So you're paraphrasing.
Yeah. He said, if you don't get the COVID vaccine,
yeah,
you're like signing your death warrant or some shit, like death lottery.
The only thing that we realized through COVID is power against the people. That's the only thing I've realized.
Yeah, we need to storm the government.
No, definitely. No. That is not the right thing to do. But it does show you how much our politicians do not care.
Yeah,
they just want power.
Look how many jobs went out of business. All the small jobs.
Yeah.
The hometown jobs.
Just let it happen.
Look at the price of lumber right now. Look at the price of gas.
Yeah, I went to Lowe's with Sean to get wood.
Ridiculous.
To get plywood.
Yeah.
And it was like, I think like $15 a sheet or some shit.
It was more than that.
It had to have been. I don't remember.
55.
It was like last year or some shit. I don't remember. But it was expensive. I do remember Sean cussing up and down.
That was last year?
Yeah, when we were working
on
it.
Have you been in a Home Depot since then?
No.
We're talking $60 a sheet.
Oh my gosh.
For plywood.
Fuck that.
You cut down.
They can shove that plywood up their ass.
So the real question is, we're going to go around the table. I'm going to ask a simple question.
All right.
Did China manufacture this virus and spread it? 100%. I'm going to start with you, George.
No.
You don't think so?
I don't think so because it could be a flu. It could just be from like a animal.
Yeah.
It could be. But there's always a small possibility.
Yeah. I mean, everyone's entitled to their opinion.
I don't know.
So, no.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
I keep saying this, but I want to keep up pulling documents, but I don't have that much mind capability right now. But it's actually been proven in many documents that it's been manufactured in a lab, the COVID-19 virus.
100% manufactured in a lab.
I do remember seeing that.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's how to get out of that lab? Like,
the real question is...
Who, And another thing, who's eating bats? Who the fuck did that?
Ozzy Osbourne hasn't done it in years.
You know, I saw some on Facebook. I don't think it's real. I don't think it's true. But they were talking about how these pigs got COVID-19.
Yeah, see,
but I thought they could.
I don't know
about that. Yeah,
there is a virus. Like, there's also a different type of virus of COVID-19. It's like a. There's also, I forget, some type of COVID virus, but
I don't know. Called,
but it is spreading around the U.S. also.
I don't know,
but yeah, I do think it came from China.
You do?
Yeah, 100%. Because, well, just because Brandon said there's documents out.
There's also been a virus like this. It's like COVID-16 or something like that that has happened before.
But do you remember when, what's China's president's name?
Jinping?
He's
Xi Jinping?
He's a toad.
Listen, if there's one thing I want to make clear about China, if there's one fucking thing, I hope they hear this.
Fuck you,
China. Honestly, China, if you really want a fucking, you want to go with the big dog, America, your answer to America. That's the big dog. Okay?
But do you remember, honestly, if everything's the way it's going right now, I think it might happen, because do you remember when he said he's going to own the United States?
It's because they're buying land here.
Yeah. They're buying a shit ton of land.
China.
A fucking dad was telling me something about there's a farm. Remember that? You know that big ass farm right there beside Hyvac where we used to work?
Yeah.
That's like a 189-acre farm or some shit.
Yeah.
And apparently they bought it. China bought it.
Probably.
For fucking way more for what it's worth.
Probably.
And like a shit ton of money, like lots of money for it.
Okay, let's get off the China and COVID. Next topic, Brandon. What do you want it to be?
JFK assassination.
Oh.
I read something on the internet. There was like 43 assassins. I didn't believe it. It was so weird.
That's a lot of.
You want to know something fucked?
Pointing at one person, even a president.
You want to know something fucked? I got an argument one time with my fucking history teacher. All right. Because he kept trying to tell me, because in the video, because we watched it, in the video, you see him fall backwards, like go back. He was trying to tell me that he got shot from the behind.
Not possible.
Not possible at all.
That's not how physics work.
He's dumb. And
there's also another thing. How could he shoot that fast with a bolt action?
I mean, you got to be a quick son of a bitch.
You got to be military.
They had semi-automatic guns back then.
But no, but they claim. But when they got the gun as evidence, it was a bolt action.
It was a bolt action.
Well, you got to think though. The shot. It was a good 4 seconds after.
It was. I'd say about 4 or 5 seconds.
That's plenty enough time.
You think you could do it? On a moving target.
You've seen me do it.
That's true. I've seen him do it. Not on a person, but
on a deer.
Yeah, I've seen him do it.
You think about 4 or 5 seconds, but you look at the video, and you will see how fast he shoots, and that's not possible for bolt action. You will see.
It's a good 4 seconds.
The real question is who did it? Who put him up to it?
Honestly, I honestly really think his wife put him up to it.
His wife?
Yeah.
Jackie Kennedy?
Yeah.
Jackie Kennedy hired Lee Harvey Oswald.
Yeah.
And Jack Ruby.
Yeah.
Are you fucked?
Nah, because of the affair.
Lyndon B. Johnson must have done something.
Because of the affair.
He didn't like JFK.
Because of the affair and because he was going to...
But do you know who was the head of the CIA at the time?
No.
George Bush Sr.
Yeah, but wasn't he going to... Wasn't he going to expose... Wasn't he going to expose the CIA?
He was going to get rid of...
Oh, that's right. He was going to get rid of
it. He thought the people should know everything that goes on behind closed doors.
They should, I think.
And the CIA knocked him.
The CIA 100% knocked that guy.
Yeah, 100%. But I do think his wife was on it. Because you got to think, the way she was crawling on the fucking hood of the car.
The back of the car.
Yeah, the back
of
the car.
I mean, how would you react if someone...
Yeah, if
I wouldn't crawl on the top of the car.
She was like picking up pieces of his skull and shit.
Why the fuck would you fucking pick up the pieces of of someone's body when you're getting shot at.
I don't know if this is true or not, but I heard that in the video, in the picture, also when they're back on the plane or they're back in the hospital, and his wife winks or smiles at the vice president.
I mean,
there was also one, if you watch the video, there's also one, I saw a video on it, they're talking about right before he gets shot, there's an umbrella that opens. Whoop, then bang.
You think that was the call?
Yeah, I do. Because you could see the, it's a yellow umbrella, and you see the car come, then in the video you just see an umbrella pop, then 2 seconds later, boom.
You think that was the call?
Yeah.
They're like, hey, once he gets to here, I want you to pop that umbrella and we're going to start shooting.
Yeah.
So anyway, I started blasting. Like, dude, I don't know.
I think that's what
He's
I think.
Don't get me. I do not know who all did it, but I do know that the CIA was behind it 100%.
100%.
I mean, don't quote me. Don't quote me, but yeah, I'm definitely going to say the CIA.
Man, someone's getting another shot of Crown.
Dude, I'm feeling loose.
Yeah, I'm pretty loose right now.
Okay, next topic.
Let's see here.
We're just going to cover a bunch of topics, and then we're going to spend like the last hour just talking.
All right.
Ultra also has something to do with...
we got some...
Lee Harvey Oswald. Mind control.
Sorry about the big bangs. We got some... We got a dummy dog.
Well, back to the CIA, the whole LSD thing. Background.
Yeah.
Charles Manson, dude. Charles Manson.
I haven't really read much into this
guy. Don't know much about him.
I know he was crazy. Like,
he was really crazy.
He would get arrested.
Isn't he does he have like a pentagram on his forehead?
He has a swastika.
Oh, you're talking about Charles Manson, yes.
He was arrested so many times.
So many times.
And he would just be let go.
Yeah, and he's a crazy motherfucker. Have you seen
he would just be let go.
Him speaking for like a good 45 minutes yeah. about how he talked about like the government. And
yeah.
I'm not going to lie. Let's talk about Epstein Island. I really want to talk about that.
Oh, about the Bush?
Epstein Island, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
George Real question: Bush. Is Epstein still alive?
No, yes.
He's dead.
There's no way because fucking the whole video they described. There's the bed wasn't tall enough for him to hang himself.
And the autopsy proved that he was strangled and not hung.
Yes.
100%.
And you can tell by that distance you can't.
You can stand up like can't. Yeah.
Here's what I don't understand.
I think he was kidnapped.
Ooh. How does a motherfucker pay off the whole FBI? Did you guys watch that documentary?
Yeah, I saw that.
He paid off the whole not just one person, the whole FBI.
Like you're talking
when
about
he was in prison, he could
person.
Leave and fly yes. on his plane.
That's fucked.
He could leave. How are you in prison for child pornography and pedophilia and just leave?
Yeah, he could go back to his fucking little place in New York.
Back to his fuck shack.
Yeah, wasn't, or go down to Miami or Florida. Or
was it Epstein Island where they were drinking kids' blood to look younger?
You're talking about adrenochrome?
Yeah.
Dude, that's some wild, that's some far out
there
shit.
That is some fucked up shit.
Like, when you talk about adrenochrome, you are really reaching for some shit.
That is some fucked up shit. I was watching a video about that shit one time.
What, Brandon?
But is it true?
Fuck yeah, I guarantee you that shit's fucking true.
Adrenochrome. Would,
it's like an anti-aging.
Well, yeah, 100%. But do you think the leaders of
they had video of it.
Do you think the leaders...
I gotta see this.
Joe Rogan was talking about it. They had video of it.
You think the leaders of our world are literally torturing kids and drinking their blood?
Well, yeah, they did that shit they did that shit at fucking Epstein Island. Fuck yeah, they would do that shit.
You know who I was really upset to see was on them flight logs?
Who?
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, me too.
I was upset.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. That's some fucked up shit.
She's a bitch, though. Ellen DeGeneres.
She was there.
Yeah, she was there. Fucking
Obama.
Akon. Fucking Bill Clinton.
Bill Clinton flew a couple of times. I think like 26.
Hillary Clinton.
I'm just saying Epstein didn't kill himself, and that motherfucker definitely worked for the CIA. I think that was his job, was to get dirt on people.
And
yeah.
Tom Hanks.
Fucking, he the one who had all those pictures of all those people that had all the fucked
up
shit?
Blackmail. 100% blackmail.
Shit was fucked.
And when all this shit came out, Tom Hanks was already a Greek citizen. That motherfucker knew. He was like, oh shit, they got my boy Jeff.
I gotta get out of here. I gotta go to Greece, boys. I'll make a Greek Forrest Gump and I'll be out of here. Split like a banana, son. He was gone.
He ran like Forrest Gump, cuz.
Dude, he just kept running.
I just got bored, so I just ran.
That's the crazy part, is that
fucked up.
By the time that shit came out, Tom Hanks was already gone.
Yeah, he was definitely. He was like, fuck this shit.
He knew. He was like, yeah, I went to Epstein's Island, and I got to get out of here right now.
Yeah, I said, yep, I'm gone.
So he didn't get in trouble at all?
No. Dude, he was already a Greek citizen. Not a single person.
But his wife now is getting... Yeah,
I think Tom Hanks' wife is in prison.
She's dead too. Brandon said she's dead too. Apparently,
why is she in prison?
She's dead now.
Because she did the same thing. Yeah, because she was involved with it. She allowed it. She was like, yeah, she helped to get the girl. She was like, yeah, come here. Yeah, do the massage.
Wait.
She's dead though now.
Free Epstein for $200 for a 16-year-old. Oh yeah, $200. Yeah, I can massage Jeffrey Epstein.
Oh.
That's what they would be thinking.
Tom Hanks, his wife, whatever her name is, she's dead. You talking about Ghislaine? Yeah.
You just said Tom Hanks.
Yeah. Ghislaine.
Yes.
Maxwell.
Yes.
Okay. That cleared that up. I was like, whoa.
What they were saying they're talking about Tom Hanks. That's why I was like, what the fuck?
No.
Oh, okay. So Ghislaine was in jail.
Yes.
Yeah.
She dead too?
Yeah, she dead.
They got everybody.
Oh my God. They're cleaning the pot.
We got to burn these in, son.
Yeah, they're cleaning the pot.
Because we're getting older. Like, fuck this shit. We're done with this shit. Clean everybody.
The real question is, you think it's still going on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Honestly,
no one's hands got tied.
Honestly, Joe Biden might be doing something underneath the curtain. He smells kids, bro.
He doesn't even know how to fucking make a sentence.
He probably doesn't even wipe his own ass. You know how many people we're pissing off right now?
So many. I don't care. Another conspiracy I wanted to get to. Oh, God, I don't have the paper in front of me.
I do.
Let me see it.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember, but now that we're off the Jeff Epstein stuff. Where is it? HARP, boy.
HARP?
HARP.
I don't know much about that.
High Frequency Active Auroral Research. The government can control the weather.
Oh, okay. Yeah. There's a place, I forget what it's called, but they make it rain. They make it rain there. Look that up. I don't know what this place is called.
I'm not looking this shit up.
Bullshit. 100%. I think that's 100% bullshit.
No. Brandon, can I use your phone real quick? Yeah. They make it rain. I forget where it's called.
Make it rain, you say.
Yes, they
make it rain. I make it.
They
rain.
Make it rain there. They
how
put.
Do they make it, how do they make it rain?
Hold on. They put something. I forget what it's called. I'm about to. I'm about to tell you. Hold on. Do you remember Joe Rogan talking about that?
What, HARP?
No, about making it rain in this one place.
I remember Lil Wayne talking about.
Hold on.
I make it rain. I make it rain. I make it rain on these hoes. But the real.
Yeah, you need to tell me about this shit.
HARP boy. High Frequency Active Auroral.
Dubai. They make it rain in Dubai.
They make it rain in Dubai. Okay. Yeah. So.
Hold on. I think the government
controls more things than what we know.
Okay. So you're talking about. Okay. So you're not talking about the whole entire world. You're just talking about Dubai.
Dubai.
Okay. I thought you were talking about the whole entire world.
No. We're they put some kind of seed in there.
Mm-hmm.
And. In the clouds, because it never rains up there.
Yeah.
So they put it up there in the clouds, and it rains. But just in Dubai. Just in Dubai.
Okay, we're going to take a short little break. Yeah, we're going to take a short little break, and we're going to come back right back to the HARP.
Yeah, got to take a little, you know.
And we're back from the short little break. Some people had to take a piss.
Honestly, I'm not going to lie. I almost fell down up there.
Yeah, it took me a piss too. It was pretty good, and it felt good. It was a nice stream, actually.
Hey, can I take a sip of that Truly?
Yeah. Yeah.
That Truly, huh? Is it any good?
It's okay.
I had to calm down on that later.
Like? Kind of like rotten fruit and rubbing alcohol.
That's fucking and disgusting.
It is called Truly Strawberry and Lemonade, and it tastes like
that is fucking terrible. Whatever you said. I'll stick to my liquor.
I've been drinking.
Stick to the liquor, Andy. Okay, stick to the liquor. You are the liquor.
The biggest. So this Great Awakening shit. Brandon sent it to me. And
this shit's wild.
Do you think we're undergoing the Great Awakening? Like, do you?
I, you know, the beginning of it, maybe, yes.
Now, the real question is, do you think that's aimed by the government or you think it's aimed by the people?
I'm going to have to look up the.
No, I'm just saying.
Where this poster came from.
I know. As a theory, though, do you think the people do you think the people pushing the Great Awakening is going to be like the people finally stand up saying this is enough, like we want to know?
Yes.
Or is it the government saying this is what you're going to do?
Well, I'm not going to listen to the government.
100%.
People need to wake up and like see what the government is doing.
What do you think they're doing, Brandon?
Everything.
You think they control every aspect of what we know?
Yes.
To an extent.
So you're saying that when our founding fathers wrote the Constitution, they knew this was going to happen.
Now that I have no clue about.
No, because back then people
were... Off topic, but did you know that George Washington never knew about dinosaurs? Fun fact.
But
that makes sense.
But for real, though, I do not, because I'm not going to lie, they were smart back then.
Yeah.
But... They weren't. They're not. They wasn't as smart as us.
So let me.
They thought their time, like everything they thought was.
Do you know what the largest unofficial army is?
What?
The United States people. The largest official army military group is China, but the largest unofficial army is the American people.
Oh wow.
Well, who do you think will win though?
If someone came over here, let me make this clear one more time.
We'll just send Florida on the front lines.
Yeah. Let me make.
I was about to say yes. Go ahead, Bailey.
Let me make this clear one more time about China. If you think you have the balls to come over
but
here.
But here's the thing, though. But here's the thing, though. If someone pushes the red button, we're all pushing the red button.
No, we're not talking about no nukes or anything, but if they want to do a ground war,
real fucking war shit,
we're fucking them up. Get 20 hillbillies and a month things of food up in the fucking woods.
What I can
spread
do,
it out for about
listen,
20 years.
I'm going to be real right now.
Yeah.
What I can do in the woods, we'll be real. What I can do in the woods. I can do in this. I can do whatever pretty much anywhere.
We're both overseas to each other too, so there's gonna be a lot of missile action.
Why do you think the U.S. hasn't been invaded yet?
There's gonna be a lot of missile action.
Why do you think there's been no attempt on the U.S. so far? Is because we have the largest unofficial army in the world. It's our U.S. populace. So I'm just gonna say this one more time. If China thinks they have the balls to come over here and try anything.
Europe.
Go ahead. I do not.
What do you
care.
Think their approach would be?
Their approach?
Yeah.
I would say it would start. I'm gonna say classic Red Dawn scenario. They're gonna paratroop in and start taking over little towns, just like Red Dawn.
And you got them hoods in Atlanta, fucking blah blah blah, looking at the sky.
Exactly.
Got
no
Chief
matter.
Keith in Atlanta. Yeah. Blah blah blah. You ain't getting me.
No matter what your color. What's your culture?
Yeah.
If someone is invading this country, that'll bring us together real quick. We're going to be like, man, maybe we shouldn't worry about our pronouns or what color gets what. Because at the end of the day, we're all Americans.
Yeah.
So if someone 100%. Comes over here, I feel bad for whoever that person is.
Oh, yeah.
I feel so bad.
My fellow Americans, I don't care who you are.
I've got almost 1,000 rounds of 5.56. So if someone invades this country and it's here,
we got you guys' back. Don't worry.
I feel bad. I feel bad.
That's
for
what I'm
that
saying.
Country is.
Feel real bad.
So
they're gonna get a 450 right to the teeth.
Paratroopers. What else?
I mean,
do they have a big navy? I don't know about that.
I think
I'm pretty
Japan.
Sure we have the big navy.
I think we got the biggest one. But here's the thing. We got the biggest because we have
more aircraft carriers.
What is our nuclear arsenal?
We are still beating China.
100%.
Militarily, the only thing that we are not beating China in is people. Military personnel.
What about electronics? Like
technological?
Yeah, technology.
Japan's technology. Beating us.
You think Japan? Good thing they're
Japan
an ally.
Japan got is some technology over there.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great thing that they're an ally.
Yeah.
After we set the two suns on them, yeah.
After we had to let them know, don't ever Pearl Harbor us again.
You want to know?
Why don't they do that shit again, though, like China does?
Have you guys ever watched them videos about how if there's a nuclear bomb, how you supposed to protect yourself? You ever watched them old-fashioned videos?
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Duck Bailey. And hide. No, you're going to be deep-fried, bud.
Bailey, what are you talking about? Was he saying China had more nukes than us?
No, I said America. Definitely.
Yeah, America has 5,800 as of 2020.
5,800 nuclear bombs.
Russia has more than us, though.
Russia has more? See, that's who we need to be friends with. But we're not. That's insane.
But Russia fucking hates us.
I don't know why. Aren't they? What kind of government do they run?
Aren't they communist? No, they're socialism. They're socialism, aren't they?
Socialist?
I'm pretty sure.
I'm not sure. I know Putin, like with his shirt off riding that horse. You see that picture?
He's fucking buff.
Yeah, dude.
I don't want to fuck with him.
No, I'm not going to fight him.
Oh, fuck
Putin's
that.
He's a tough motherfucker.
Listen, if everyone bands together right now, because you got to think, China still runs on communist ideologies. So if every country
he's
in the
president.
If who?
Putin.
Yeah, I know.
This is off topic, but keep going. Actually, I didn't mean to.
If. Because you got to know, communism never works. That's why people in China are oppressed.
Yeah.
And the Uyghurs are getting fucking put in work camps is because all of us allies, like I know Russia's not one of our biggest allies, maybe not even a little bit. But if we all banded together against China and tried to squash communism, the world would be a much better place.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, I want to say something.
Yeah.
As the most powerful country in the world is 2021, we're number one. 4% ahead of China.
See, that's a slim.
That's very slim.
We're at 98.09%. They're at 94.29%.
Oh my gosh.
And Russia is at 94.1111.
If things keep going the way they're going, China's going to own us, dude.
I'm honestly, now that I'm bringing a daughter into the world, I mean, it doesn't have to be a daughter or son.
Yeah. I'm the godfather. I will not let anything happen to that little girl.
I'm just saying, now that I've reproduced and that she'll be here in 3 weeks, I am scared for her future.
The most powerful country
oh
is
my
us.
Gosh.
3 weeks.
That's crazy.
That's like...
I'm not going to lie. I'm so excited.
Dude, I'm nervous.
Little bastard coming soon to theaters near you.
Dude, if we don't squash this China thing right now,
yeah,
it's going to be a severe fucking
problem.
Yeah,
you know, China has a match in U.S. and naval, like top-ranked naval.
Yeah. The only thing we have more of is aircraft carriers. That's it. Mm-hmm. That's it.
We do have some pretty tough Marines, though.
We do. Yeah. I ain't going
to China has the best army. That's what
I'm not going to lie to you guys. Our special operations capability... I listen to a lot of special operations podcasts like Mike Glover, Tim Kennedy, Black Rifle Coffee. Our special operations tech, like, I don't know how to put it in words. Our special operations capabilities, unmatched. I don't care by who. Unmatched.
We have the most power in the world.
100%. Our people are still free.
Yeah.
That bag right behind you, Brandon, that little black bag, there's a fucking pistol in it.
Yeah, there
is. It's because I can. And that's why I love this country. When I woke up a citizen here, when I was born a citizen here, I won the fucking lottery.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what the most crazy military weapon is? A tactical assault light operation suit.
I wouldn't doubt it.
And it's a weapon.
I wouldn't doubt it. So
you know the third is a rail gun?
The rail
as a military
gun. I've seen videos of the rail gun. It shoots a projectile the size of a Volkswagen Beetle. Miles. And it's accurate. And it's scary.
You know Turkey has the most advanced weapons?
I wouldn't doubt it.
We're not even on that list.
That's what I'm saying. The biggest conspiracy right now is China buying land in the U.S.
Oh, it's definitely happening.
I don't know what they're up to, but they're up to some shit.
Up some fucked up shit, I'm telling you that, bud.
Like, why did COVID start in China? And now they're buying land here, investing in companies, buying land in Mexico and working with the cartels and the lithium mines.
Yeah.
Like, it kind of seems like they're trying to own a lot of the world.
Yeah, real fucked up.
I'd say within the next 10 years, we'll be going to war with China.
Yeah.
10 years. Maybe. And that's me being optimistic.
The soon, I say 8 at the least.
At the least?
At the least. 7 or 8 at the least.
Now, the real question is, if there is a war with China, there'll probably be a draft. They have a lot of fucking people.
I'm fucking going.
You're going?
Fuck yeah. I would have to go too,
yeah. Are we going?
Fuck yes. I'm going.
I'm going to say one thing.
I'm going.
Is that I hate China. I hate them.
We're going to run trios in China.
Dude, I hate China. And I say that with all due respect to Jackie Chan. I hate China.
Jackie Chan's the shit, though.
I hate
China.
Where
we landed, boys? Chinatown?
Yeah, 100%.
Chinatown, here we come.
I hate China.
Hey, you know, if China. World War III started, most millions will die easily.
100%. Yeah, that's what I'm
saying. Hell, didn't they start this? Didn't they start
for the Earth to recover?
World War III, too?
Who?
China.
Are you crazy?
Nah, I'm just
Did you
drunk.
Just say that?
I'm drunk.
Did China start World War II? No.
I'm drunk.
No.
And they say if it does happen, soldiers will have exoskeletons soon.
Germany,
Jesus,
Italy.
That's some shit right there.
And you want to know some fucked up, though?
Sounds what? Like some Call of Duty Advanced Warfare.
Yeah, I hated that game. It was bad.
That was actually a pretty bad Call
of
Duty.
The most fucked up shit I've ever seen. Back in high school, fucking me and a few buddies would sit in the locker room. And Iraq would make these fucking like movie trailers.
Are you talking about the ISIS death films?
Yeah, it was that.
I mean, recruitment videos.
They were like making like movie trailers and like people like getting like
murdered.
Yeah.
Okay, the death videos. I've seen a couple of those.
Fucked up.
Freaked me out, dude. I was scared.
Didn't the Trump administration get rid of them, though?
I don't know, but I know the Trump administration.
I haven't really heard about them in the
took
news
the
at all.
Boot to ISIS. I know that.
Wasn't that like a. That was like 6 years ago.
ISIS was also government funded, too.
100%.
By us.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Which makes no sense.
So was Al Qaeda.
I graduated high school 4 years ago, right?
I don't know.
You should know this.
Yeah, 4 years ago?
Three,
okay. So it was like seven years. That was like 7 years ago.
Probably.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Unless it like happened before my ninth grade year.
I graduated in 2015.
Oh my gosh.
Old. That was 6 years ago.
What's up, oldie?
I know. That's why.
That's why your beard's fucking turning
Shouldn't
gray.
Be in a rocking chair.
I know.
You're not that old.
I'm 24.
Hey, where's his diapers at?
You're not that old.
Fuck you. Fuck you.
I'm just playing.
Fuck you.
I love you, bud.
Yeah, I bet.
Get out of here, you fucking millennial.
No, you're still young. You're only 24. I'll be 22 next Sunday.
I've lost 100 pounds. I'm only 24, and I'm ready to party.
You want to know something crazy?
What?
Last June, I was 300 pounds.
Yeah, you were big.
310, I'm actually...
I remember how big you were.
You know how much I weigh right now?
How much?
Fucking 210. Holy shit.
Fuck you. I weighed 2.
That's awesome.
You know what I weighed this morning? 252. I'm still fat.
I'm smaller than what I am. I was more when I graduated high school. When I graduated high school, I was 255.
You're big. That's what I weigh right now.
That's what I was in high school.
Fuck you.
Then I got a girlfriend and I discovered food.
Yeah, you were big.
Start eating a lot.
You were fucking big.
Huge. I looked swole and I looked pregnant. Yeah. Or honestly, you know what I really looked like if you really look at me? A fucking swelled up wood tick.
You look like you were amphibious.
I look like a fucking swelled up wood tick that's been sucking on a fucking horse blood for fucking weeks.
You looked big.
I was fucking pregnant, bud.
I was fucking pregnant, bud.
But then I fucking lost all my fufa.
So let's get this straight real quick. Do you think aliens are real?
Yes.
You think so?
Yeah.
So you don't think it's like some advanced technology from another government?
No, because you got to really think. Do you honestly think, like for real, that we're the only ones in this fucking never-ending fucking universe? It's fucking space. Really think we're the only one in this fucking black fucking rock?
Nothing? Are you trying to say nothing?
I don't know. I'm drunk.
Because
people on the moon.
No. I saw a video the other day of some shit flying around the moon, like near its surface, like three ships.
That was us, bud.
That was you?
That was us.
Oh, that clears it up. No, it wasn't you.
I'm a flying saucer, bud.
What about Mars? You think Elon Musk will take us to Mars?
I'm
not gonna lie, that dude right there is fucking weird.
He's doing some pretty cool stuff.
I do think Elon Musk will take us to Mars.
I'm not gonna lie though. He's
literally Iron Man.
Thing he's doing with he's trying to do with that fucking brain. I forget what it's called.
The Neuralink.
That fucking thing scares me.
Wait, did you hear Jeff Bezos is going to space too?
What the fuck?
And this other woman was going to space also. Was gonna be in space with him.
I'm not going to lie, though. I really want to buy something off the Boring Company.
Yeah.
The fucking...
the flamethrowers are out of stock. They was
yeah,
in
they're
a
not,
special
they're never,
event.
Every time he does something, like, does a thumb, this is the way he was describing it. Every time, like, he makes a product...
Does something, it's like the Nelk Boys. It's only a special event, and once it's gone, it's gone.
Yeah, once it's gone, it's gone. I really wanted a flamethrower. Fucking, you want to know something fucked up? So remember the last podcast we were talking about Danny Duncan?
Yeah.
That motherfucker, I messaged him again. All right. He's like, somebody punched me or something. I was like, I'll punch you. Come to West Virginia.
Yeah.
Motherfucker liked my video, liked my shit again, then sent fucking laughing faces.
Okay. So Danny Duncan has also seen your second message, or third? Was it third?
And he won't come here. And
he hates you.
And he just sent laughy faces.
He hates you. He
fucking
thinks you're
hates
a,
me.
He thinks you're a piece of shit.
He fucking hates me.
Dude, he brought it up last
time.
I want proof.
Ask Bailey. My phone's upstairs. It's on charge.
I saw where he liked the first message.
Yes. When your girlfriend comes downstairs, when I hear somebody come downstairs, we need proof for sure.
Yeah, we're going to 100.
Well, the next, when we go to break and we come back, I'll show you guys.
So, God, all the shit going on in the world right now, I don't know. I really don't. It makes me nervous for my future daughter. It really does. All the shit going on, I don't trust the government. Fuck you, Tyler. I don't trust the government. I am a lot more self-sufficient. I don't need any help.
Yeah.
I've worked this whole time.
Yeah, me too.
Even though I'm bringing a child into the world, I don't need any government assistance.
Nope.
I'm Burger King's bitch right now. I'm a slave.
And it's okay. It's okay to work them shitty jobs because it builds character. It
really does.
I think it does.
It really does.
I just don't trust the government.
Yeah.
You shouldn't.
No.
100%. Like earlier when we were talking about JFK and like maybe they had something to do with it. Right then and there, you should be like, maybe we shouldn't put all of our trust into this big moving machine we call the American government.
Something's a little fishy.
But don't get me wrong. I love living here and I'm glad that I was born here.
Oh, me too. 100%.
I love the freedoms I have. But at the same time, I think there's some politicians trying to take those away.
Yeah, I agree.
My right to keep and bear arms, I will fight for that.
Oh, yeah.
Not like in a literal, not in a literal sense of like fight and like, oh, there's someone coming. But I will be outspoken on that.
Yeah.
Until the day I die.
But if, like someone's physically trying to take my guns.
Not even that. Yeah. Like some weird bill that's put into law. Like I'm against it.
Yeah, 100%.
I think that every person that isn't a felon should be able to own a handgun, a rifle, an AR, a goddamn shotgun.
I think at 18 years old, you should be able to have a pistol. What about you?
Yes, I 100% feel what you're saying.
I don't know. I was doing some stupid shit at 18.
But here's the thing, though.
Yeah, but you got to think when it comes
there's
down to
there's stupid shit. There's stupid people everywhere.
I was one of those stupid people.
If you want to serve for a country and do shit like that.
That is true. I do agree
with
that.
You want to do something fucked. I have people that I've played football with.
Yeah.
That are younger than me who are cops.
Yeah, it's true.
And they can't even buy nicotine.
Like snuff, cigarettes,
yeah,
vapes.
They can't buy nicotine.
I mean, if that's the case, then raise the age. If you're not going to raise the age down for nicotine, stuff like that, then raise the age up for Army for 21, then.
Well, look at a lot of Europe. 18, you can drink.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I mean, yeah.
Italy and, yeah, like stuff like
that. But don't get me wrong. Alcohol is dangerous.
Very dangerous.
But it's wine and stuff you're drinking over there.
I'm not.
You got to realize that. It's wine.
Yeah.
It's low alcohol and stuff like that.
Yeah,
for drinking
I'm not
there,
saying,
so
like,
18.
Go out and
drink
get
it for
shit
dinner.
First. I'm saying people who serve our country, work like firefighters, police officers,
yeah,
people like that, they should be allowed.
They shouldn't pay taxes either.
No, they shouldn't.
Yeah, because they work for the community and for
yeah.
the service.
And yeah, the, and we're, and yeah.
I mean, don't
work
get me wrong.
People and
I love a good drink every now and then, but I'm going to say one thing is that marijuana is
marijuana.
A lot safer than alcohol, and quote me on that.
Yeah, marijuana is the shit.
Yes.
I my parents and brother live in Illinois where it's legal.
It's a dope. It's a good time.
I mean, I've never consumed it.
I won't speak on that behalf.
Me neither.
But
I've never consumed it, but it's a good time.
It's been proven
what
safer
are we talking about?
Than alcohol. The difference between alcohol and marijuana.
Hell, they make fucking everything out of marijuana. Paper.
Marijuana is actually healthy for your brain.
Yeah.
100%.
It is actually. The only thing I do not like about it is your memory.
Yeah.
Your memory.
I do say it's safer though. Like if I go and ingest a bunch of alcohol, like last weekend.
Yeah. You're going to feel like shit.
You can't drive. You can't talk.
You're slurring your words.
Now, if you smoke a bunch of dope.
You know what you're doing.
You know what you're doing. You're probably just going to eat.
You're going to eat.
And it's not going to gateway into
anything
else.
You're going to fucking, you're going to smoke a joint. You're going to try to jerk off. And try to, and tell me if you finish. Because you're not going to. Because you're going to fucking fall asleep.
It's not true. It's not true. I just don't know why we're still battling. Why isn't it legal in every state? I do not understand.
Fucking.
Because we're not united.
Ain't that the truth?
I just.
And you got to think, though, if they made it legal here, like when I was in Illinois, you got to. I've never been to a place where. I didn't really travel until I started hanging out with Bailey. I've never been to a place where I didn't see not one piece of trash on the ground.
Crazy, right?
This place was beautiful. There was nothing on the ground. You know why? Because they were hired. When they fucking legalized that shit, they were just hiring people to pick up trash on the ground.
It's because of all the extra money from the taxes of marijuana.
I've never seen something so beautiful because it was fucking, there was no trash.
Now, don't get me wrong. The niceness of the state is fucked up by the politics of the state.
Yeah.
The only reason the governor passed it was to dig that state out of debt. Now, don't, like, I think marijuana should be legal in all 50 states. Not only the reason that it's safer than alcohol, but the taxes made off of it.
Oh, yeah.
There's been people waiting 60 years to smoke a J legally.
Yeah.
And then our governor here in West Virginia wonders why people are moving away. It's because I can drive 6 hours up to Washington, D.C., where the president lives, and smoke legal weed.
Yeah, here you drive, you walk 50 yards, and you run into a crackhead.
Yeah, I don't get why we're still having the conversation.
We have this dumb Delta 8 shit.
I'm not going to lie.
Exactly.
I can't even buy it.
I'm not going to lie. Delta 8, it's pretty, it's not that safe, not going to lie, but it works.
I don't know.
How is it not safe?
You don't know what they're putting in that shit.
It's
not just.
I've actually. They have a QR code on the Delta 8 packages, and if you scan it,
Yeah.
It shows you all the lab reports on it.
I got one time, and it didn't. Like every time I scanned it, it wouldn't pop up.
I don't know, dude.
So I didn't smoke. So I didn't smoke it.
I'm just saying, if you're gonna want to decrease the risk of drunk driving and killing people and people blacking out, getting fights and getting arrested, legalize marijuana.
Yeah, and like if you legalize marijuana, like legitimately, you're not going to see as many crackheads.
That is true.
Because don't get me wrong, there's probably going to be homeless people. Don't get me wrong, but they're going to be smoking the weed.
Yeah.
They're not going to be fucking walking down the road screaming at an imaginary person.
Now, on the other side of that coin is that if they do legalize marijuana here, I don't want it to infringe on my gun rights.
Oh, no.
So that's the dilemma I'm in.
I mean, as long as you don't have a gun in your hand, that's...
No. Like Colorado, you can, in Montana, you can carry while you're high.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like that's what... Like
if
personally,
it's a, if it's a controlled substance, it'll infringe on your gun rights, maybe. But if it's legal here, then it probably won't.
If they legalized weed here in West Virginia, I say they'll just treat it like alcohol.
Like, hey, if you're smoking a J, don't play with your gun.
At least be 21.
Yeah, pretty much. Stay away from the gun.
Be 21. Don't
play
with a gun.
Yeah. Don't be stupid.
I mean, yeah. I mean, even owning a gun, like you can't be stupid with it anyway.
Yeah.
A lot of rights on that. I got it.
Yeah.
Lot of loss.
It's crazy. It's so crazy that we're it's 2021 and we're still having the conversation. Should marijuana be legal? Yes.
I wonder why. That's why Jim Justice won't do it.
He used to be a Democrat. And
I know.
I'm not saying anything against Democrats or Republicans, but I'm just saying Democrats are more likely to pass legal marijuana.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. And he still is against recreational marijuana. Like
I did see some where he was considering it.
Yeah, like he said, if our lawmakers here in Congress in the state of West Virginia proposed a bill to replace the personal property tax, I might take a look at it. Motherfucker, you should have been taking a look at it years ago.
Yeah.
Look at West Virginia. It's dirty.
Yeah, real dirty.
It's gross. There's a bunch
of
people.
We have been dirty for a while now.
There's
though.
A bunch of people hooked on opioids that are just walking around.
Yes,
obesity rate.
Like when I was at Low Places the other day, and when I walked out, there was this girl. All right, she wasn't screaming at me, but she kept turning around and screaming at somebody. But and where she was looking, I couldn't see, so I like followed her. Like,
took a little peek. What's going on?
There was nobody there.
Opioids.
And ghost. I was like, then there was the point of the time where I was pretty much standing directly behind her.
Opioids.
Like from here to that pole from me. And she fucking didn't even realize I was there.
Yeah.
She didn't acknowledge me, but she was like still screaming in my direction. But she had like, I would move her. She would never look at me. She was just screaming.
Oh, God. Excuse me. I don't...
Then
I don't know.
Then I drove the car by, and as I was driving the car by, she gave me this death stare. This. It's fucking weird. And she was soaked. Her jeans looked like they were cut.
Yeah.
And she was soaking wet.
See, that's why I carry a gun.
She saw you.
Yeah, you ugly ogre boy.
Oh, yeah.
She got wet real quick.
You want to know something?
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
You want to know something? Back in high school. Every time someone seen me, they'd be like, they'd dab me up and be like, "What's up, you sexy ogre?" That's being serious. That's what they would say.
I think they were lying to you.
No, that's what happened.
Whenever I saw you, it was always, "What's up, T-Ray Scott?
T-Rizzle.
Hell, there was one time I was leaving football practice. I was walking down the road and I'm friends with these dudes. Well, they were in this, they were all three in this car. Well, they were driving by me, and they pretended to shoot guns, like a drive-by. Pop, 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 pop. And it scared me so bad, I fucking hit the ground. I was like, oh, gosh.
On that note, we're going to have to take a break.
All right.
30 minutes.
See you guys later.
And welcome back to the No Rules Podcast.
What is up, everybody?
Yeah, so that was basically our little conspiracy, little bullshit, little, I don't even know what you'd call it, like a talk.
Yeah, a little talk.
A little bullshit
session. I had so much fun talking about this stuff.
Dude, it's literally insane that what our government and what the world might get away with.
It's nice to have people to talk about this stuff
with. Yeah.
It really is.
It doesn't make us weird. It doesn't make us fucking crazy or preppers or anything like that. But
I ain't prepping.
I think it's good to talk about it.
Oh, yeah. It's fun. It's also fun.
100%. So I want to thank our guest, Brandon.
Yeah,
the conspiracy non-expert.
The garden gnome.
He digs deep into it.
This was so much fun.
Yeah, he digs real deep into it.
So what do you got coming up? What are you doing? What have you been doing?
You know what I do for fun, Bailey? What? I work a burger.
Anything else you do for fun?
Literally no.
No?
You don't
We need to get you on a rifle. We need to get you shooting.
You don't even play video games anymore, do you?
No, not really.
We need to get you into hunting, bro.
Listen, September rolls around. I got my hunting license finally. It's on.
September 29th, I'm pretty sure that's when bow season starts.
It's on.
I'm down.
Are you down?
Oh, yeah.
We're going to get you on a bow. We're going to get you on a gun.
I got a blind that fits four people.
Dude, we're there. Anything you got coming up, Tyler?
No, just shout us out. Share us as much, like, share, subscribe as much as possible.
And I do want to say one thing is that I know the first episode, the audio was kind of shitty. So hopefully this fixed it. And I don't want to hear anything else about it.
Yeah.
And if you like us, follow us, share it.
100%.
Live by it.
Fuck yeah.
Just remember, we're not experts in anything we talk about.
Nope. We're just some Parkersburg fuckboys who like to bullshit.
And, just make sure you follow us and listen.
Yes, because shit's just going to get juicier and juicier.
So thank you for listening to the No Rules Podcast, and we'll see you in the next one.
See you guys.